The Government Accountability Board has been cross-checking new voter registrations with people's driver's licenses and social security numbers ever since its new database went operational last month. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says that by law they need to check older registrations too, going back to January of 2006, the date the Federal Help America Vote Act became law. Local clerks say that would be impossible since they don't have the time, money, or staff to finish the job before Election Day. But Van Hollen says the law is clear. Clerks don't have an option.
Whether people like unfunded mandates or not, that's exactly what this is. It is a mandate that these checks be done, and there are no exceptions. So it would be up to the local jurisdictions to find a way to do that.
This is an issue that divides the major political parties. Democrat Barack Obama's campaign has argued that requiring these checks would disenfranchise young people and poor people who may have a hard time getting back to the clerk's office to update their voter information if it's inconsistent. Republicans, like Van Hollen, say the checks are essential to clean elections. Van Hollen says the security of the voting system is one of the most important things government does.
When we have the one-person, one-vote system of government, we need to make sure that that's enforceable. Otherwise, it undermines everything else. And one person being able to vote unlawfully certainly dilutes the votes of many other individuals.
Whether or not this lawsuit proceeds quickly enough to have an effect on the election remains to be seen. The Government Accountability Board has said the Attorney General's request would require checking an additional 1 million records. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.